What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
See rules at 53.com/brandofyou.
White Sox fans, bring the whole family to the ballpark for Family Sundays, presented by the University of Chicago Medicine Comer Children's Hospital. Each Sunday, home games feature specially priced tickets, kid-focused activities throughout the concourse, and the opportunity to run the bases after the game. Family Sundays are the perfect weekend activity for you and your family this summer.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
Upper level
internet. Comcast can train more than 1,700 dedicated business specialists to keep your business up and running 24/7, 365. Business specialists specializing in your business /internet/Wi-Fi/success/you. And if you switch to Comcast Business Internet today, they're giving you a 30-day money-back guarantee with speeds up to 150 megabits per second and better value. It's a pretty smart call. Speaking of calling, here's the number. 800-501-6000. That's 800-501-6000. Or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Not available in...
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my... New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It's your life. 847-852-4144.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. White Sox will go for their 7th straight win when they face Cleveland tonight at home, one day after Carlos Sanchez's walk-off RBI single lifted the Sox over Cleveland 2-1 last night. Sox and Indians again tonight at the Cell. It'll be Jose Quintana facing Trevor Bauer. Pregame on the Score with Chris Ronji starts at 6:35. Meanwhile, the Cubs have sent third catcher Wellington Castillo to Seattle in exchange for right-handed reliever Yorvis Medina. Medina posted a 2.68 ERA in 66 relief outings in 2014. He should help shore up the shaky Cubs bullpen, which now includes Travis Wood. Joe Maddon joined Spiegs and Goff today and talked about how Wood's arm fits into the pen.
The thing about him, if you can watch his body of work, he could be really tough to hit for 2 or 3 innings where he's really aggressive with his fastball. I like when he's aggressive with his fastball, even though it doesn't look fit for maybe the TV or the side. He's got like a lot of ride on his fastball, which is hard for both left and right-handed hitters to hit. So I think when he goes out there more primal and just really gets after, this guy's a great athlete. He's a really good athlete.
Cubs open a 3-game set in San Diego tonight. Jason Hammel and James Shield face off at 9:10. Blackhawks will try to even up the series against the Ducks in Anaheim tonight. Coach Joe Quenneville says defenseman Kyle Komiski could see some playing time after a rough game from David Rundblad in Game 1. Corey Crawford will be in the net. Puck drops tonight at 8. NFL owners begin meeting today in San Francisco. One of the items on their agenda is considering a change to extra point and two-point conversion rules. Several teams want to move the extra point attempts back 15 yards, while the Eagles want a defense that recovers the ball on a two-point conversion to be allowed to score on the play as well. Meanwhile, Pats owner Robert Kraft says he will not appeal the penalties imposed on his team by the NFL for the Deflategate scandal, which includes a $1 million fine and the loss of 2 draft picks. Tom Brady is expected to appeal his 4-game suspension. Stop by before the White Sox game on Sunday for the White Sox Radio Network tailgate with US 99 starting at 11 a.m. on 35th and Shields. Meet and greet White Sox Carlos's May and Southpaw. Enter for your chance to win great prizes. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox host the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Julie. And welcome to the team. Thank you to our guests today.
Thank you, Julie. We need updates every 10 minutes.
Oh, that's right. We got another the Julie callers can come back.
God bless her, because she has no idea.
They've never left.
The undertaking. Julie, we need updates every 3 minutes.
Carrie Sayer sounds different, but I like it. It's good.
I love it.
Anything. Don't forget, she's nice to people.
Oh, well, come on now.
Yeah. Why can't you treat your callers the way right, Julie does? Right.
Julie's so much nicer than you.
They said about
oh, that was always the foil.
Now they callers, right?
Now they say less. Why can't you be nicer to your callers? Like, less. Less just happy to have anybody talking to them. Are they going to hang up on somebody even if they can't speak?
It's not Joe Kane.
Well, Joe Kane.
For God's sake, somebody give me a phone call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you to Shannon Ryan from the Chicago Tribune. I was doing a real good job on some troubling stuff out of Champaign.
Yep. Everybody's fired.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting.
If this is true, clean house.
Mike Thomas didn't show today, right? Or wouldn't talk
AD
today?
Clean house.
Would not talk. Is that what it was, Terry?
Yeah, he didn't say anything. Yeah.
He was there. He just didn't show up for the media session.
Hmm.
Of course.
He's got things to do.
He's got, resume update.
I think the question he has to ask all of them, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Seriously, what's wrong with you people?
You can't correct this with him there. Even if it's not his fault, you need a new culture, new face. Right. All of you, you need it out. Disinfect.
If that's not a lack of institutional control, it's not far from there. You can see it from there.
African Americans, you go practice over here. Well, other kids, you go practice over there.
Is that wrong?
I wouldn't know any difference.
Depends.
Depends
what they need. It's what their innate abilities are.
It's tough out here, man.
I'm Al Campanis. You know?
Smooth, natural athletes this way, and daughters of coaches, grindy gym rats over here.
Trustworthy.
We will speak in code.
Yeah. Thank you to Shannon Ryan. Mark Lazarus from the Sun-Times and Joe Madden, who is terrific as always at noon on Tuesdays. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shipkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gersh to the video stream does it well at watch670thescore.com. You heard Julie DeCaro. Scott Kina was our intern. Tomorrow, Mike Florio, Steve Stone, and Mark Schanowski. Stoney, who flat out called the wild pitch and the aggressiveness from Adam Eaton before it happened last night. I loved that Eaton went for it, even though I know he was out. If that ball, no, come on, man.
I love it afterwards.
It's smart dumb. That's what I asked.
I'm sorry. I would have loved it even if the guy held onto the ball, because against that guy that night, he was making Abreu look silly. Was probably going to walk Abreu if he needed to, and then make LaRoche look silly. And I loved the aggressiveness to go for it, and as it turned out, safe.
You know, it's similar to the decision that Madden made to send Castro on the sack fly when you're saying best chance.
Mm-hmm.
That if you look at percentages and you understand the chances of a throw being here, a throw being there, make them make the play.
I know it's your 3-4 coming up, but guess what? It's that guy on a streak like nobody you've seen in recent vintage. I loved the aggressiveness, and as it turned, it worked out. Tonight, Jay Zawoski will be on the air on the score after the Blackhawks game tonight. That was good baseball last night, and it's easy to forget what it looks like sometimes.
Finally,
when you've been watching the White Sox, Sox and Indians.
That was decent ball.
That was good stuff.
There's so much bad. This year, they've given us so much to just tell us to turn off the television, tell us to go away
last night.
And that was actually okay. I can I can stomach this. I can work with that. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know where it's going, but at least it's representative baseball.
Well, at least you're, you know, I think they're going to be in the thick. Well, I don't know where the thick of it is, but they're going to be around this thing, I think.
Minnesota's in the thick of it.
I think they've straightened out enough to be around this thing.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying to make it to playoffs, but they're going to be around this thing. I do.
Yes. How is Garcia? I don't like the fact that he was hobbling off.
He left after a walk, and it looked like he leaned back.
Well, they said that he aggravated a knee situation in the Oakland series, but he played through it. And this one, they said if he had to keep going, he would have.
It says knee inflammation?
They said something like a knee strain or something like that. So.
Next thing you hear, he's got an MRI, right. And then it's a
freeing or something like that.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't like it.
Yeah,
don't like it.
But the Corey Kluber had some good stuff.
He's terrific.
Fun to watch. Good
for
stuff.
So much of this early season, we couldn't get anybody out. Mm. Yeah, he flipped that.
He flipped that Cliff Lee switch. Indian pitchers just flipped the Cliff Lee switch, and all of a sudden they're terrific again. And Terry Francona actually said before his 18 strikeout game that all he needs is one to get going. And he'll be the old guy, and he was
don't
last
they have
year's
three of the top five in XFIP. I mean, I thought the peripherals, even though he was bad,
I thought that he
was good on the drill downs and some of the other numbers.
His first three or four starts, yes, I think he did have a couple bad ones in there, so they weren't all bad. Yeah. His first three or four.
The best part was that Sanchez after the hit. There he is. He's stirring the drink, too. He's been here 5 minutes. He's stirring the straw. He's doing it. He's been here 5 minutes. He's doing it.
Both teams now, because the Cubs are wearing the bubblegum buckets on their heads.
Yeah, wearing bubblegum buckets.
That was great. And they're stirring the drink.
Stirring it up, man.
They've been here, 15 minutes. We're all waiting for him to get
to do they play Bob Marley Stir It Up?
We did today. Yeah. We did it 9:20 or 9:28.
Yeah. And the fact that it comes from Adam Eaton with a Reggie Jackson quote. Adam Eaton referred to himself as the straw that stirs the drink.
Well, supposed to.